You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
I'm waiting for the vocals. Oh, there they are. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. It rolls on. Oh, yeah. Big fancy. Dominic, quickly, from our friends at Wisp Politics, and then onto the phones at 844-967-2789. A group of activists seeking to overturn the 2020 election results will meet with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the state capitol tomorrow. The aptly named activist is Jefferson Davis. I mean, I just think there's a little irony there. The name well known to the Confederacy, right? Wasn't he the first president of the Confederacy? Just asking. Someone Google that. It's worth the Google. The former Menominee Falls Village president announced the group will meet with Voss in the speaker's office. Confirmed. Tomorrow's meeting is on the agenda, Dom. Davis said Voss agreed to, and here are the parameters of this big meeting.
Oh, okay. All right. We have terms of the deal.
We have terms. The terrorists have set terms. Yeah. A minimum 1 hour closed meeting with no recordings. No recordings. Not going to record what's said in that meeting.
I bet somebody's going to record what's said in that meeting.
To hopefully engage with election integrity and constitutional law experts. That's the plan. No recordings. Because those would become open records, right? You know, you could go meet off campus, off reservation. But if you go to the speaker's office, isn't that a meeting of sorts? Isn't that become a public record? I guess we know the agenda item. Real quick, Davis has been pushing to overturn the 2020 elections. And corrupted former justice, Michael Gableman, in his latest report to the assembly, argued there's a path to do so. But the legislature's attorneys have said that isn't possible and have other legal and constitutional experts. Yeah, no one really said it's possible except for Ram Jam and apparently Jefferson Davis. And Voss gave him a meeting. He's having a little face-to-face, a little sit-down confab. No recordings of his meeting with the terrorist tomorrow. Now, here's where it gets real interesting, and then we'll take the callers. Following the meeting with Voss, the group plans to travel to Stevens Point, where the state GOP has called a meeting tomorrow night with the county party officials for a legislative update. An update on whether or not they're overturning the Electoral College, Dom. Wisp Politics reported earlier this month that the state GOP chair, Paul Farrow, who recently lost his mom, scheduled a meeting for tomorrow in Stevens Point. It came after party leaders had requested a dialogue with legislative leaders in person to have a frank conversation during Farrow's travels around the state. The meeting was scheduled to include Voss and Senate Majority Leader Spineless Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Utsburg. Oh, it's going to be a barn burner, Dom. I wish I could be a fly on the wall. I bet the policy will also be no recordings, please.
Well, I mean, why not? Why not be public about it? If this is what you believe in, stand up and shout it from the rooftops. I want to see that. Crudy, I wonder if any of these experts are perhaps a couple that are slated to speak to the Assembly Committee on Elections and Campaigns next week. They are bringing in, according to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, two election conspiracy theorists who have claimed widespread voter fraud for years. Well, at least they're consistent, including through busloads of out-of-state voters in the 2012 recall elections. Testifying are True the Vote leader Catherine Engelbrecht, who made the 2012 claim, and Greg Phillips, who has repeatedly promoted the false idea that up to 5 million non-U.S. citizens voted in the 2016 election, a claim Trump seized upon and used to sow distrust in elections since. These are the people that Janelle Brandon, the Republican from Menominee Falls here in Wisconsin, that's who they're bringing in to testify. So that should be, you know, interesting.
Who's the woman that competed in the decathlon? The Jenner woman. What's her name? I forget her first name. Caitlin.
Oh, the artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
The artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner. Caitlin bears a striking resemblance to Catherine Engelbrecht. I'm just saying, they're handsome women.
Well, yeah, it's 2012, you know, busloads of people coming in from, you know, Illinois voting in the 2012 recall. This is the woman who is going to testify in front of the Assembly Committee on Elections.
Strong jawline, that's all I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Dick from the garage in Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got?
Happy days, Dick. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, guys. Well, can we agree on this, that Herschel Walker obviously played several years with inferior helmets and probably had several concussions? And then that also, this one from the sports world, how in hell's name did Michigan get in the tournament at 17-14?
Big Blue.
What a joke. They're terrible.
They thought they owed it to them. No, they should have been left out, like all things for Michigan.
That's right.
Hey, come on, man. A little legacy here.
Yeah, well, Wisconsin's is far better, 20 out of 21
years. Well, we got a 3-seed, Dick. What do you want, man?
Yeah, I know.
It'd be different if we got left out, Michigan was in.
When they talk about that legacy of them is a joke, too. But the reason I called earlier,
I think you have a problem with the laundry, man. I think you just have a problem with Michigan's laundry.
No.
If you just have to do what you want.
Grab a Snickers bar, Dick. Hangry's going around.
A lot of going around today.
Yeah. This from Sunday's New York Times on February 27th. In-depth thing with the Thomases. Mm. And I talked to the guys earlier about it. You really need to read it. You could cultivate the entire show off some of these quotes in here from Ginny Thomas and the wonderful Judge Thomas.
Well, you'll have to see
how
that plays with the
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Yeah, that is, you know, we haven't brought that up yet, at least not during this segment of the show, but it is fairly interesting that a sitting U.S. Supreme Court Justice's wife was out there, you know, at the January 6th insurrection. I mean, protest.
Just
I mean,
watching.
But it was cold, so she decided to go home. No, not coordinated.
Let me point out to you, and I was your wingman that day, but at the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, you said, it's raining, we're going to leave. We were 10 minutes into Trump's inauguration speech. One raindrop fell in D.C., and we left the speech mid-speech.
Yes.
So I would point out Dominic Ginny Thomas Salvia. You are also thin-skinned when it comes to a little
man,
inclement
F that
weather.
Guy. That's all I got to say.
844-967-2789. I'm not sure if you're talking about Trump.
Trump.
Or our next caller, CJ. Wanted to know why we never talk about Bruno or Ukraine, apparently. Welcome
Bruno.
Back, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Well, do you remember when Al Gore, his campaign, loaded up people from Milwaukee and gave them free cigarettes and got in trouble for that? You probably don't remember that because you guys don't report the news. You know, here's the thing.
Why do you keep listening to this?
Do you remember when Vicky McKenna, at the behest of Scott Jensen, the former corrupted assembly speaker, went out and made up false rumors about voter fraud in the Kloppenburg-Prosser race? You remember that, CJ? That's recent history.
Do you remember Joe Biden won, and he's the guy that's taken us into a world war because of it?
Well, at least you admitted Joe Biden won today.
All
I'm going to stop over ahead.
Thank you, CJ. Way to step up. I mean, if more guys, more people would be like CJ and just admit that Joe Biden won, then perhaps you wouldn't have the Assembly Speaker of the state of Wisconsin being held hostage by Jefferson Davis tomorrow for at least an hour. No recordings, please.
No recordings.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they've got another Assembly Elections Commission hearing. Let's not forget that's the authority under which the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman is operating, you know, under their authority. Well, this next public hearing?
No, Janelle Brangin. He doesn't report to Janelle Brangin.
Well, but the subpoena power comes from the Assembly Elections Committee. And then, if you want your subpoena signed, you got to go see Robin Voss, who's apparently made a deal with the terrorist over at the WCDER. Get an hour closed-door meeting. And then we're following you up to Stevens Point so you don't lie and misconstrue. what was said in that meeting, although there will be no recordings, because we all agree not to be agreeable.
Terrible. I mean, I guess, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with politicians meeting with their constituents, but to have a situation like this where essentially this WCDEI doxed all of the Republican, you know, county leadership to the entire state. I mean, there's got to be, what, several dozen emails on this list.
Well, there's 72 county party chairs.
So it's 72 at least.
Email addresses.
All right, there you go.
And they are listed individually. You know,
and they're hot linked. I mean, you could literally click and send. Yes.
Yes, I'm anticipating doing that later. Just sharing show highlights, talking about them. Can't wait to hear how the big meeting goes tomorrow night in Stevens Point. I hope someone. Lordy, I hope there's tapes.
Well, and maybe they will discuss, you know, PolitiFact, one of our favorites, Crudy. Five Wisconsin cities received money in the 2020 election from Mark Zuckerberg, which amounted to, quote, a wave of massive election bribery, quote, unquote. Of course, that was former disgraced Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. Pants on fire. Pants on fire. I mean, this is, and I have to keep pounding this issue. I mean, if you lose the election and you lose in the courts and you lose all the way around and you still want your way to be mandated, forced upon the majority of people who do not agree with you, you are a fascist. That is what you crave. That is what you want. And it is only people who have been so coddled and spoiled in their existence and their upbringing in this country that have never had to feel what an authoritarian dictatorship is like. Because I don't know how you guys think it's going to all work out, but usually everybody ends up dead.
We're not cheering for that outcome, right?
Certainly not.
Okay. As long as we're not cheering for it.
But if it happens, lose in the courts and you can't pass a law and you lose the elections, I mean, there's only so many options. There's only, you know, so many branches of government that do not go along with you. And if in that situation you desire to have your will, you know, poured and pushed and upon the majority of people who don't agree with that, you are, I mean, what, that's a fascism. That is authoritarianism. And that is what you crave. And you want that. I heard you guys talking about it, I guess, a little bit
yes,
earlier today.
Yes, I do crave that, but please continue.
The false bravado. Everyone's all a big tough guy until that happens. I mean, how many of you folks, the hard right-wingers, are going over to Ukraine and fight, CJ, right? That's what you're all about.
Well, my bone spurs are acting up.
My arm is broken. Lesion. You know, everyone's ready to, you know, mask, put on their flak jacket and their white claw like Enrico Proud Boys and think they're total tough guys. But when it comes down to it, those folks, the men and the women and citizens that are literally being bombed by Putin, your 2024 Republican leader's best buddy right now. And you're going to blame it on Biden? Why don't you go strap up that gun, hit a plane, go to Europe, make your way in and do your part if that's what you think you got to do. Otherwise, stop walking around and getting mad that you had to wear a mask for 18 months.
Talking about personally loyal, patriotic Americans. You see that Donald Trump was celebrating today because Joe Biden got sanctioned by Putin. You know, and now the real corruption's going to come out. The real corruption.
Yes, and OJ is going to find the real killer.
Here's what he said. Russia just sanctioned Joe Biden. Well, that is a terrible thing. In so many ways, perhaps it will now be explained why the Biden family received $3.5 million from the very wealthy former mayor of Moscow's wife. During our presidential debate, moderator Chris Wallace, then with Fox, would not let me ask that question. He said it was inappropriate. Is that what he said? Inappropriate? Perhaps that's why Biden was so slow on the draw with Russia. You know, Biden.
Slow on the draw. Maybe the administration before him, you know, took the bullets out of the gun. I mean, they were pretty pally.
I think Putin literally calls Donald Trump slow hand. Come back with us, you know, in honor of Helsinki. More Devil's Advocates.
Nowadays, these partisan feelings are so strong that people have lost any sense of justice.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Man.